Sagt nicht weiter mit Sechtes, Makis, Perig Beis, Mishnah Hei. This person that killed someone b'shagir, he has to run for the Ari Miklat. Until he gets to that Ari Miklat, he is in danger of being killed by the Goyal Hadam. Goyal Hadam is a relative of the person that was killed. So the last thing we wanted is this person who's desperate to get to the Ari Miklat to have to stop and ask for directions or make the wrong turn. Therefore, says the Mishnah, U'mechavonis lehen derachim mezu lezu. Roads were made. U'mechavonis means with precision, like kavana, focus, thinking, it was worked out, that the roads were made leading directly to each Ari Miklat from every city. This way, this person that killed B'shaygeg could get to an Ari Miklat as quickly as possible. The least turns. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Tachin l'cha haderech, you shall prepare the road for yourself, v'shilashta, and divide the land. You have to prepare the road to the Ari Miklat so that the Ritzayach, the one who killed someone b'shaygeg, can reach one of these cities quickly. Now, by every crossroad, there was a big sign, Miklat. So you should know where to turn to. The one who is running to the Ari Miklat isn't alone. Zakta Mishnah u'maisrin lahen bezdin gives over. For them, meaning those that killed b'shaygeg, shnei tamid chachamim, two tamid chachamim, who come along with them, who escort them to the Ari Miklat. Shema yargenu baderech, because we're scared that the Goyal Adam may try to kill the Netzayach on the way. V'yadabru elav, and if he does try, these two Talmidei Chachamim will speak to him and try to convince him. But although he can do this, he shouldn't. Understand that at the end of the day, it was an accident. It was a shaygeg. Rabbi Meir says, instead of having two Talmidei Chachamim convince the Goyal Hadam on behalf of the Ritzayach, af hu medabri al yedei atzmai, the Ritzayach himself, he speaks to the Goyal Hadam and pleads for his life. The Rav takes out the word af. In other words, according to Reb Meir, only the Ritzayach speaks on his behalf. How do I know this? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, v'zeh dvar ha-Ritzayach. And this is the word, this is how our Mishnah teaches, dvar, this is the word of the killer. In other words, the Ritzayach speaks for himself. In our Mishnah, we learned that you have to set up roads leading directly to each Ari Miklat from every city. Two Talmidei Chachamim are sent along with him. If the Goyal Adam tries to kill him on the way, they try to convince him not to. Reb Meir says, the Ritzayach speaks for himself. It's brought down that one of the reasons there was a big sign, Miklat, Miklat, besides for the fact that the killer had to get there as quick as possible. We didn't want him to get lost. But another reason is, we didn't want him to stop and say to people, I'm in trouble, you have to help me. I just killed someone, b'shagig, please, please, where's the Ari Miklat? And people will start talking about, oh really, who was killed? Oh, someone was killed. Once you start talking about murder and children hear about there's such a thing as somebody was killed, it already begins to change them. And we don't want it even spoken about.